Thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
I'd like to take a look at a titular church, right across the Tiber from our offices here. It's the Church of San Salvatore in Lauro. The titular church of Cardinal Angelo Comastri, Archpriest of the Vatican Basilica. The Vicar General for Vatican City State and President of the Fabric of St. Peter's. In an effort to find out more about it, I recently went there with Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis. Stay tuned.
Anybody who has seen any of the churches of Palladio in the north of Italy, in particular the Church of the Redeemer in Venice, will immediately think of this church when they see San Salvatore in Lauro. Because what an incredibly strong, majestic sense of the movement of the columns going up each side of the church towards the main altar. It's a sort of crescendo of rushing trees, massive, giant, nude columns just saying, come right up here to this main altar. This is where it's all happening. Because you can sense, especially in the sense of decoration by artists, that there is a theatrical element to it as well. And if you can see behind the main altar, you have these explosion of rays, very reminiscent of the style of Bernini, going out in every direction, and you have this beautiful little image of the Madonna of Loreto, which has been crowned actually twice by the Vatican. It's actually older than the altar itself, fixed in the middle of a chorus of angels in stucco all around. But going back to the columns, if you think of the symbolism also of the columns, I mean, these columns here have Corinthian capitals. And the Corinthian capitals obviously go back to Greek architecture, but strangely enough, not so much used by the Greeks, less used than, let's say, the Ionic and Doric capitals. But this particular capital, which has acanthus leaves, the whole column is like a plant, like a tree. You have the base of the column, which is the base of the plant. The shaft of the flower is the actual column, and the flower, the flowering part of this massive flower, is coming out on the top, and it's the capital of the pillar. These relate to the tree of life. They represent the apostles. They represent the power and the sense of the church built on a rock. So an emphasis here on naked stone. So every time I come in here, I feel like I'm just taken up by this marvellous sense of movement, which the architect was able to, let's say, absorb from other architects like Palladio and Roman temples. But it's incredible for a church of this type to find something so harmoniously swirling. The church is essentially dedicated to the Madonna of Loreto. So if you can consider the house of Nazareth coming to Loreto, you can think of the movement and the power of the movement of that, and think of these wonderful pillars, columns going straight up to the altar with the same sense of urgency to bring you to the moment of the Eucharist. Just a great sense of majesty. If you think of laurel trees and laurel leaves and acanthus leaves and Corinthian capitals, the whole thing feels right. You know, you just feel like the flowering of spirituality expressed in travertine and marble.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to Breda Ennis, a professor of fine arts who's currently working at the American University of Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.